Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Hey, today we're talking about sales innovation, how to borrow from everywhere and anywhere to improve your selling skills. Well, innovation is not typically associated with the sales team. We are most often depicted as, you know, foot soldiers in the war to get in front of customers and get them to buy. The wild creativity is usually left up to the marketing, the R&D, research and development, engineers, or maybe even product managers. Like guided missiles, we salespeople have but one mission in life, and that is go sell. However, that's not always so easy. There are a lot of guided missiles out there calling on farmers, all dressed in jeans, a company embroidered shirt, and driving a pickup truck. We need some way to stand out from the competition, some way to actually find and connect with potential customers, some way to get an appointment, and some way to get our foot in the door, or in this case, products on the farm. Well, that's where sales innovation comes in. The great part about sales innovation, or more specifically, sales innovation in agribusiness, is that we don't have to reinvent the wheel. Good or bad, our industry is often a generation behind the rest of the world when it comes to implementing changes. Okay, well, maybe not a generation, but at least 5 or 10 years behind some cases. This gives a smart salesperson a chance to borrow a lot of great ideas to become innovative in their approach to making farm calls. And you'll look like a genius because it looks like you're the first person that ever did this in the world, although you're borrowing it from some other industry. Well, one of the biggest concerns I hear from ag sellers is that they don't want to be salesy. They don't want to be that salesperson the farmer hates. They want their customers to want them to make sales calls on them. When this subject comes up, and it's usually in one-on-one conversations prior to a sales training workshop or even in a sales workshop, I always ask this question. Okay, good. I agree. So what do you do differently than the other salespeople out there calling on producers? And their answers are all disappointingly the same. I don't push products, they tell me. I build relationships. I just go out there and talk a little bit about that and build that relationship. What they describe is called a professional visitor. They show up and try to become friends with their prospect. Well, hey, I understand the thought process and the approach. I did it for many years myself. The problem is that our customers don't need more professional friends. What they really need is someone who can bring new ideas to their current operation. Your dealers, producers, or ag retailers are currently using a solution to their problems, at least in their mind. Try using some sales innovation to stand out in a sea of salespeople. Now, here are 6 sales innovation ideas for you. Number 1, Hollywood and storytelling. Study it. They are the masters of this critical selling skill. We love stories all the time. I'd even say we get addicted to good storytelling. The new habit of binge watching is proof. Number 2, innovation in sales is TV commercials, which sell on emotion. In 30 seconds, we see a great story played out with emotion as the ultimate result. I mean, look at any insurance commercial. They're all emotion-based. Here it is. You love your 16-year-old child enough to give them a brand new car, but you worry about their driving skills and wrecking the car. So you go to XYZ Insurance to get a peace of mind. Now, number 3 in innovation is follow the police, CIA, FBI, and attorneys. Let me say that again. Police, CIA, FBI, and attorneys for questioning skills. Again, they are some of the best at getting hostile people to answer questions. And if you don't think we have hostile situations in ag sales, try being the 6th seed corn salesperson to call on a producer in one day. Number 4, travel. I can't tell you how important it is for you to get out of your comfort zone or whatever you want to call it, your little niche of the world, and travel around to see what other people within your company are doing. This is a great innovation tool, especially if you work for a nationwide or worldwide company. I mean, every year I would make one trip to somewhere in the country to ride along with another salesperson within the company, and you have to do a ride along. You can't do it on the phone or have them send you an email or just chit-chat or even Zoom. You see all the little minute details when you actually ride along with them and see how they do what they do. I also mandated this as a sales manager to those that I led. If you don't have that privilege, then I suggest you use the power of social media to connect with someone in another geography. It's not that hard. Developing the relationship and offer to visit them or have them visit you or both. Trade associations are one of the greatest places to find this kind of a connection. Well, the 5th way to use innovation is other industries that are further down the path than we are. we are not the first industry to struggle with multiple software platforms that do the very same thing. We are not the first to launch into autonomous equipment. One really close industry to us is the food industry. I mean, our products go from being ag commodities or ag products to being in the food industry at one literally vague moment in time. So watch the food industry to see what you can do. They're often one step ahead. Their innovation is often exactly what is needed for us on the ag side. So like, for example, software. What were their go-to-market strategies and why did they work? Take the customer acquisition and retention. This is an issue in a world of supply shortages. How does the cell phone industry deal with acquiring and retaining customers in a market that is flooded with suppliers and switching incentives? Does that sound familiar? Flooded with suppliers and switching incentives. Sounds a lot like the agronomy business. Multiple people doing it, even now some virtually, and there's a lot of incentives, or what do they call them, programs to switch. Well, the last place to look for some innovation that I want to talk about today is other times in history. Now is a great time to go find one of those more experienced salespeople or producers and ask them how they survived the 80s. I mean, at 16% interest rate, I'm sure ag lenders saw a whole new side of lending back then. They had to become much more involved in the total farm budget and the decisions such as grain marketing, new equipment purchases, things like that. How did those folks survive through it? Did they rely more on neighbors and borrowing equipment? Did they simply go without? How did they work with their vendors? Could you mimic that in today's marketplace or even use some of today's technology to make it easier or better? Well, there's an old saying, necessity is the mother of invention. I think there's a lot of necessity right now. The need for innovation in your approach increases as times get tougher for your customer or when times get tougher for your company. Now, here's the last thought on this. Don't confuse innovation with technology. And I probably even did some of that in this article. However, sales innovation can be very simple, non-technology ideas as well. We've all heard the classic example, the Russian astronaut who used a pencil to write in space upside down instead of an $80,000 pen that writes in zero gravity. And you can do the same thing. I like to think I can do the same thing with 3x5 cards to enhance a CRM program. Well, reach out if you'd like to hear more about it or any of the other sales innovations for your team. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.